The other day, I was just joking before Navaratri. Actually, it's unfortunately, it's not a joke, that the Garbha dance is followed by Garbhapat. That this, actually, in this area, it seems to be more traditional. Probably they can't afford to have the expensive disc jockeys and everything. But in Baroda, it's all very commercial and like 2,000 rupees a ticket to get in, and disc jockeys from Bombay and all this kind of thing. And then, the abortions go up shortly afterward. But I was thinking about that word, Garbhapat. What does it mean? Garbha means embryo, and pat means patan, falling. So I was thinking, actually, that's not abortion, that's miscarriage. So I looked it up in the dictionary, and yes, Garbhapat means miscarriage after 4 months. That means after the embryo is formed. So it's a euphemism. It's a misused word. The actual word for abortion is bruhatya. But they don't use that word. Hatya, as soon as the word hatya comes, it's a very serious word. But garbhapat sounds more like a mistake. It's not a mistake at all. The woman goes in, and I don't know how they do it in this country, whatever. There are different horrible means of performing abortion. So, that word, garbhapat, has come to be known as abortion, but it's not. They make it sound innocent, but it's not. It's very, very sinful. Bruhatya. Someone's advertising that it's sinful?
Somewhere on national TV.
Somewhere on national TV, they're saying like that? Who makes that advertisement? That Bhunhatya, the government, they're not making. They're the ones who made propaganda for increasing it, for increasing the abortion. Saving the girl child. Oh, they say so. Killing the girl child is sinful, and not the boy child, is it? Something like that. Yeah, but it's I see, because the abortions are mostly for girl children, is it? But many of the abortions are for unmarried girls also. Then they don't care what sex the child is. Many, many, many. So, that's just one thing I thought about. Yeah, now, this is a big problem coming up in India and China, that the proportion of males to females is greatly increasing. Although that scanning to see whether it's a male or female child, that's illegal. But it must be going on. And how are they understanding whether it's male or female? Must be going on somehow or other. It's going to be a big problem then. And then all the men have to become brahmacharis. Or they'll become homosexuals, or I don't know. Or there'll be more Draupadis. See, the demons, in this modern age, they're trying to manipulate nature by their scientific methods, but it's all a big mess, actually. Whatever they do works out as a big mess in various ways. Okay, that's one other small point. All right, anything else?
Srimad Bhagavatam, third or fourth canto, I don't remember the exact words of Srila
Prabhupada. Yeah, well, okay, go on. Because often you make a quote and then I have to comment, but if you don't have the exact words, it's difficult to comment, yeah.
If someone has done more punya in previous life, like they get more sons in their family.
Yeah, if you get, by punya you get sons. Yeah, it's considered, yeah, it's just the opposite of the modern age, where it's hamdo hamare eko. We have one child, something. But it used to be at the wedding, the wife, a benediction was offered on her, may you be the mother of 100 sons. Like? Yeah? Gandhari had 100 sons, yeah. From one embryo came 100 sons and one daughter. And how many sons did Dhritarashtra have? 100. His wife had 100, and he had how many? 101. Because he had a Vaishya wife also. Wife or whatever, she used to serve him. And that son became known as Yuyutsu, and he fought on the Pandava side. So there's a little quiz. If someone asks you how many sons Dhritarashtra had, it's a trick question. It's well known that there were 100 sons, but there was one other also. So yeah, more punya. It's considered better to have more sons. In the modern age, it's a curse to have children because it costs so much money for education especially. And then even for the poor people, they send their kids to school, they have to spend for school uniforms and this and that. And with the modern clothes, you see, you say you put one pair of jeans for the child, then within 6 months it's too small. But with the old system, you just wrap some cloth around and it doesn't matter. They're growing up. People didn't used to wear shoes hardly, so you don't have to buy a pair of shoes every 6 months. So, and children means that was an asset. Sons. That helped with the especially agricultural work. And people didn't buy food. There's no question of buying food. So life in many ways was better. Nowadays, to have children, it's very expensive. I saw some figure in America. It's like to raise a child for an average family costs like $200,000 or something. It's just for normal raising them. Some are getting girls one after another. That in traditional Indian culture, that's not considered very good, is it? Well, the thing is, what is that? Prabhupada quoted from Manu that putrarthe kriyate bharya putra pinda prayojanam. One marries for the sake of having a son, and the son is required to offer pinda, the offerings to the pitris, to the forefathers. In that way one is delivered from hell, and by having a son you fulfill your debt to the forefathers. That's why we find in the Mahabharata that the Valakilyas, they were one class of rishis who are very small, they're like smaller than a thumb, and they're all hanging upside down from a tree doing tapasya for remaining brahmacharis, for not having children. Of course, if you're a devotee, then all your sins are wiped away. But normally that's considered a sin to not have children. So one requires to have a son. And the first son is called a dharmaputra. That to fulfill the dharma, you have a child. And the rest of them are called kamaputra. Just to fulfill your desire. So, there's a few points. Long time ago, someone looked at my hand in Bangladesh. His name was Sudhangshu Halda. He was a famous, in Bangladesh, in Dhaka, he was a famous palmist. He had mostly Muslims came to him, because mostly Muslims in that country. They're not supposed to believe in all these things, but they mostly came to him. So he looked at my hand and said, oh, you'll have many sons. I said, really? I want to remain a brahmachari. He said, well, that can mean disciples also. Interesting. So, anything else?
What happens is, when the girl childs are there, so in the family they started abusing the lady who is not giving birth.
Yeah, that was very common. If the woman doesn't give birth, or they give birth only to girl children, and the wife is considered condemned or something like this. They'd mistreat them. In Rajasthan, not only in Rajasthan, it's everywhere that there's abortion of girls. I read someplace years ago that it was Colonel Todd, I believe it was, a Britisher, he was traveling around Rajasthan and he wrote his memories, and he went in one village, they're all Rajputs, and they're having their families, and he said he saw that, where are the girls? And they all laughed and said, we don't have girl children here. And then he could understand that. Female infanticide. Yeah, it's like the caste system. It's a perversion of the original system. That boys are favored over girls doesn't mean girls should be hated or killed. That's very sinful. Send girls also to school and all this kind of thing. Well, even the boys shouldn't be sent to school. No one should be sent to these schools. The school should be... What? Blown up, he said? No, they should be... Well, they could be converted into Krishna consciousness. But that was very clear that Prabhupada, he said that education is not meant for everyone. It's not required, this formal education for everyone. Not required. It's just I was saying yesterday that the man who makes the dolls, the son learns when he's 7-8 years old, he starts to help, and he learns the trade, and then his occupation is fixed up for life. What does he need to go to school and learn so many useless things? He's already. The purpose of life is to develop Krishna consciousness. You don't need a big education to do that. So, and if you're going to plow in the field, someone has to plow in the field, right? So, what do you need a big education to do that for? You need to learn how to handle bulls. That's a specialized subject. Not everyone knows how to do that. There are many things you have to learn, actually. I remember when I was traveling in Bangladesh, and people would talk to me about different things, like I was supposed to know, like this is iri rice, this is ara rice. There were three varieties. Iri was a... There used to be two, and then there was a new one, iri. Three basic types of rice. Iri means International Rice Research Institute. So, and you know, they talk to me about... different facets of the agriculture. I didn't know anything about it, but for them, they're experts because they've been doing it since they were a child, and everyone else around them does it. They know when to sow the seeds, when to reap, based on the seasons and the position of the moon, and they know all these things. In modern science, they don't take this into account at all. They just try to force everything. They try to force the earth to yield instead of cooperating with nature, with nature's subtle laws. But they're dogmatically committed to not believing in nature's subtle laws. They don't believe there can be any such thing as... Well, gradually some of them are becoming more open-minded. Where do you get that dhoti from? It's a Bengali dhoti. I gave it to you, someone gave it to me. It's typical Bengali style, that border.
But they show in TV the examples of Kalpana Chawla, Sanya Mirza.
Kalpana Chawla. She had a glorious end to her life. She became famous for getting blown up. She was supposed to be... They can, but girls can become astronaut. What's the female for astronaut? Astronautica? Astronaut S or something like that. They can do it. I've spoken on this many times. You can hear my seminar, Women Masters or Mothers. They can do, but women, their body is made for having children. Their mentality is meant for having children. They're meant for that. So if they don't do that, they remain dissatisfied. And if they do that along with having children, the children don't get properly raised. The whole modern society, they're such rascals. They think they've got it all worked out. Now we know, in the past, people got it all wrong. But look at their society. It's a terrible mess where father can't trust son, son can't trust father. There's no good feeling between anyone. There's cheating, lying, stealing, mass corruption, exploitation of the earth. How long, I mean, the list can go on and on and on. The modern society is a mess, and they're so puffed up, and they think we got the society better. Now we know what's right. In the past, it was all wrong. Women, so-called equal rights, but they're raped in the streets. They don't have a fixed husband. They grow up. In the West, most of the women, they die in some dark home for old people with no one, some paid person to care for them. Their relatives don't care. And it's coming in India also with so-called advancement. So is that, what's that? Is that very good for women and men also? When they get old, no one cares for them. They just rot away and die. That's all. Because they're just so busy having a career, they didn't bother to look after their children. The children don't look after them. They're not expected to. So you can know that anything these modern people say, if it's not in accord with traditional society, it's nonsense. Just even without analyzing it. And if you do analyze, then you can find out that it's nonsense. It's actually harmful to society. They don't know what the real purpose of life is. Therefore, everything they do, parabhavastavad abhoda jata yavanna jigyasata atmatatvam. As long as one does not inquire into the nature of reality, the nature of the self, then whatever else we do is defeated. And even materially, even to speak of spiritually, even materially speaking, people are suffering so much in modern life. Even materially speaking, just to live in a traditional way is so much better in so many ways. And we shouldn't take the perverted form of traditional society and think, well, that's all that came out of it. Perversions came out of it, yeah. So if the girl embryos are aborted, that's not good. But we don't condone that. It's a perversion of the proper system. But that doesn't mean that we should make a new system or not go back to the proper system because someone misuses it. Right? In this material world, there's always exploitation. So women by nature are weak, so they're more likely to be exploited. Without Krishna consciousness, exploitation will be there. Whatever the system is. Prabhupada said better to be exploited by, when he was talking about women, he's saying women are exploited by their husbands. Prabhupada said, better be exploited by one man than by many men. That was Prabhupada's answer to that one. Anyway, they're going to get exploited. Everyone's exploited. It's like in ISKCON, we complain, you see, women were mistreated. Everyone was mistreated. And it wasn't only women, but why target or why emphasize women? Because they're weaker, they're more easily exploited.
I was thinking why they are advertising like this, because they think that by doing this they can prevent female infanticide.
They can prevent female infanticide. Actually, again, these people are all rascals. You see, on one side they want to stop female infanticide. On the other side they're killing millions of cows. So where's the logic in their thinking? It's all right to kill cows. There's a mechanized slaughterhouse. But it's not all right to kill girls.
And contraception.
They promote contraception, yeah, which is also Brunhatya. It's considered the same. All simply rascals. That's all. advertisements for contraception. Where was that recently? Where was that? Somewhere. Was that in Tamil Nadu, in MM Nagar, south of just in the south of Chennai. Someone told me he had a medical shop, and opposite there was a college, and all his main sale was contraceptives, and the girls would come and buy for the boys. They're so shameless. SRM University, that's in MM Nagar.
Yeah.
What does SRM stand for? Don't know.
And he stopped selling.
Yeah, and then I think he asked me, and I told him to stop selling it. Good business, but bad karma. Very low, very low. They are promoting lust, and at the same time they want to stop the population growing. And then the only thing is murder. That's the only way to do it. Rascals, simply rascals. Okay, Hare Krishna, get out and distribute those books. Prabhupada makes it all very clear. Again and again and again. Hare Krishna.